I'm on the telephone with Louise Cajolin, a member of Block the Empire and co-facilitator of a workshop series that's taking place tonight and again next Thursday, November 30th. Hello, Louise Cajolin. Bienvenue à Off the Hour.
Bienvenue. Bonjour.
Let's start with the title of these workshops. It's Anarchism, Feminism, and War, Emma Goldman's Lessons for Today's Anti-War Movement. So why the focus on Emma Goldman?
Well, the first reason is because she's a very interesting anarchist. Some people may know of Emma Goldman. She lived at the turn of the century, of the last century, of the turn of the 20th century. And she's one of the few women who left some traces of anarchist thinking and anarchist reflection, and reflection in general. I'm currently a student in philosophy, and I must say that my main reason to be interested in Emma Goldman is that it's very, very hard in the last 2,500 years of philosophy to find a woman who has left some writing and some original thought, and who touches on so many subjects as Emma Goldman does, going from lifestyle values all the way to her anti-war work and to her writing. And as certainly one of the main elements that make Emma Goldman an interesting person to talk about and to know about is the fact that she not only wrote or thought or talked about ideals and values and how she would like people to live together and work together, but she also lived her values, and she also tried to inhabit what she was proposing for society and for the individual. That's very interesting. She was also very, very, how can I say that, avant-gardist in terms of her feminism. A lot of what we can read about Emma Goldman nowadays has the ring of being written maybe 5 or 2 years ago. It's extremely actual, so it's very interesting to read such thoughts and such thinking going on the topic of war, when you think of the First and the Second World War, all the way to thinking about prisons, about patriotism, and about feminism, coming from a mind of a woman who was very, she basically was unbounded, and she was very smart, and all these thoughts and all these ideas went through her mind at the beginning, just a century ago. And yet when we read them again, they still ring very contemporary, very valid. So her ideas have definitely withstood the test of time. And also it shows us that the problems and the issues that we're facing today are unfortunately not very different from the ones we were facing in the Occident and in North America 100 years ago. So her own wisdom and her own lessons and her own conclusions and processes of thought are very, very fertile for people who want to think and talk and act against war nowadays.
Now, what is going to happen tonight at the workshop at 7 p.m.?
All hell will break loose. The revolution will start. At least I would hope so. But in a more realistic manner, we are going to be presenting Bloquer l'Empire and the reason why this collective feels the need to gather and talk and present Emma Goldman. We are going to give a brief overview of Emma Goldman, the person who lived and breathed. And we're going to go, we're going to look specifically at some of her ideas and what wisdom we can take, like I said earlier, from her own thinking and her own perspective from a century ago. And we're going to try to see how it applies today to the anti-war movement and try to link themes of anarchism, her own view of anarchism, which is very libertarian, along with the themes of feminism and how they impact on attitudes against war and action against war.
So, following the question proposed by the workshop, what lessons can be drawn from the anarchism of Emma Goldman for today's anti-war movement?
I think a lot of lessons can be drawn, and any reader of Emma Goldman or anybody present at the workshop and discussion can probably have their own take and take their own lessons from it. I would say that I'm not an expert on Emma Goldman. I was very impressed by what she says about war, and what I take from it personally as an example of the lessons that can be drawn is her very firm and passionate stance. Like I said, she tried to live, and she talked from experience of applying her values and her principles to going against the war. Now, for example, she was against any form of dogma. She was pretty much opposed to any form of puritanism, of imposing anyone's thought to somebody else, of the tyranny of the majority over the minority. She was against prisons. She was a member of the No Conscription League. So she was very much a free thinker. And her example, I find, is something that's very inspiring, in that she was very, she was considered one of the most dangerous anarchists in the United States for a while. So just by living her ideas and by never giving any compromissions on her beliefs, and by going through the, how can I say that, living out her principles and going to the consequences of what her beliefs, she just walked straight on, not really bothering about whether she was imprisoned or about the critiques, and just kept on doing her and fighting for dignity and the right to self-defense when people are victims of violence. And she just showed she was just an engine of inspiration for the people around her, and her inspiration and her example just lives on a century, well, not yet a century after her death, but definitely a century after the First World War and her first brush with anti-war activism.
So again, these workshops are happening tonight and next week, Thursday the 30th. Before listing the times and locations, could I get you to talk a little bit about Bloquer l'Empire?
Definitely. Well, Bloquer l'Empire is a collective that was first established in 2003 in Montreal, but that sort of enjoyed a rebirth this summer. And it was formed because a lot of people didn't really like or didn't really associate with the kind of analysis and critique of the war that was going on. Some people are a little more radical, which means that we like to look more to the roots. We delve deeper into the roots of the problem, and we go further into the consequences of the principles that are applied. And we have a more global analysis of the Middle Eastern crisis, for example, and one of our main aims is that there are a lot of war profiteering that is done right here from Canada. Even though the war fields are in Iraq or in Afghanistan or in Africa, a lot of the companies or the people who profit from so-called reconstruction, or people who sell weapons or ammunitions, are right here, established in Montreal or Toronto. And although these companies behave in an exemplary fashion over here, where people are loud, where we have rights, where we can stand up and fight for ourselves, well, they behave much less happily in other countries, where they can get away with a lot more abuse and with a lot of violence. And Bloc the Empire stands firmly against the whole, dance of going abroad, trying to impose our values in other countries, destroying everything, creating a lot of anger and a lot of resentment against the West, and then almost setting up wars and putting up dictators, and then going back in once those dictators have turned around and are not really supportive of the Occidental aims, turning around and saying, oh, well, they are terrorists, or finding any other sort of boogeyman name, and then going after them, like we did with Saddam Hussein. We propped him up, and then we had to kill it. Well, we're still trying to get away with rid of him. And it's the same thing we did with the Bin Ladens, or we do all the time with many dictators in Africa. And it's always the people who end up paying the price. And the people here in Canada often feel very dispossessed and without any power to do anything. And that is not true. We can do a lot. A lot of the companies have buildings here in Montreal, siège social, whatever you call that in English. And a lot of what we do around here in Montreal, a lot of the activism that goes on here in Montreal is, with Bloquer l'Empire, is targeting those people and hoping to raise awareness of the people around here that we have war profiteering companies among us, that we can speak up, that they are subjected to the laws here, and that they must be held responsible for the hell they bring to other places in the world.
Now, if our listeners are intrigued, interested in what you're talking about, they'll still have time to make it out to the workshop tonight. Could you list the time
definitely.
And location?
Sure, yeah. Tonight it's going to be happening at Concordia, 2149 Mackay. It's Metro Guy Concordia, and it's at 2149 Mackay at 7 p.m. tonight. But next Thursday, November 30th at UCAM, it will be held at room W5305. And both workshops are in English and French. Please note for people who have limited mobility that the UCAM venue is wheelchair accessible, but not the Concordia one. But like I said, there's going to be it's going to be in both languages at both venues. There's going to be whisper translation at both venues, and there's going to be free childcare available if you can call up. For tonight, it's a little late, but for next week, if people call 48 hours in advance.
Is there anything that you would like to add?
Well, there's a lot I would like to add. I certainly would like to add that there's a lot we can do from home to help people abroad not get exploited by our neighbors and by companies that stay here and try to have a very clear conscience while they're showing off on our media and in our streets and here in Canada. But when they're elsewhere in other parts of the world, maybe their behavior needs a little more attention and should be watched out. And a lot of people should get angry around here. And if people are already come and channel this anger and this frustration into something constructive, well, I hope they'll come and discuss and chat about Emma. And hopefully beyond that, they'll come and help Lucky L'Empire to stop the empire here and abroad.
I've been speaking with Louise Caroline, a member of Bloc the Empire, Bloc et l'Empire, and a co-facilitator of the workshop series Anarchism, Feminism, and War, Emma Goldman's Lessons for Today's Anti-War Movement. Thank you very much for speaking with me today.
You're very welcome.